So my paper is focused on Almería, which is a province in Andalusia, in the south of Spain, and a province that works as a paper stage for undocumented migrants. So we know, thanks to migration research, the influence of social networks on the development of migration flows. We also know the fact that social capital lowers the cost and the risk associated with migration. But the fact is that the pattern of chain migration is getting more complex now than before. On one hand, social networks are increasingly important for undocumented migrants to be able to enter Europe. But on another hand, accommodation is no longer guaranteed by their networks. So basically, their migration are done by stages, and they are modifying their project depending on the circumstances where they are. And the space where they are circulating is becoming more elastic, if I can say this like that. And so at the end, their migration is a little bit like a game of snacks and ladders. It means that, you know, you go on one stage, you go back two stages, and you try to go on like this. So in this game, Almería is a paper stage, and it means that within African networks, African migrant networks, there is this reputation that it is easier to find a job in Almería when you don't have papers. It is, you don't have so much problem with police controls, and you can easily regularize your situation. So basically, I will try to explain how this paper stage works and why it has lasted so long. So here you have the south of Spain, Almería. And this is the view of the region of Almería, and all this grey stuff are greenhouses. Because it is the agricultural sector of this region is extremely developed, it's very famous for this. And the agricultural sector works as a platform towards regularization. And here I will just say that what I'm talking about today, it's only, I haven't seen the situation since the crisis, the economic crisis, so yeah, I don't know how different it is now. I've done my, this is part of my PhD, and I've done several fieldworks from 2005 to 2008, so I'm talking about this period. So since the 90s, Almería has been like a magnet for African undocumented migrants. You are coming there on one part, newly arrived migrants, you know, the ones who have arrived from the south very recently, but also undocumented migrants who are already living in Europe, but have failed in their attempts to regularize their situation by work or by marriage. So as a second choice, they're coming back or going for the first time to Almería to try get papers. So all of them have been drawn in Almería by their network. It can be by the, you know, the family and friends that first accommodated there elsewhere in Europe, or because the people they know are already in Almería. Also, the reputation of Almería, it is something very shared even in during the trip that makes you come to Europe. In, for example, the you know, migrants exchange information in the control center in the Canary Islands, for example. So this they share this information that Almería is good for papers, not for other things. So how does it work? First of all, you've got a relative tolerance towards underground economy there. for both politicians and police. For politicians, it is a question of political and economical interest, because the whole economy depends on the agricultural sectors, and this sector depends on the cheap workforce of the migrants. And also the local politicians are directly or indirectly linked to the agricultural sector. So basically everybody agrees that a real policy of control would lead to the collapse of the local economy. But it is also a question of practicality, and by this I mean that there is this idea that work is a factor of integration, no matter if it is undeclared work. The idea is that if undocumented migrants are not working, they will become delinquents. So actually for the police, they're making a difference, a moral distinction between the bad undocumented migrants and the good undocumented migrants. The bad ones are supposed to be delinquents. It can be drug sellers, fake CD seller. And on the opposite side, the good migrants are the honorable workers who agree to work in the care sector or the agricultural sector, for example. So to avoid the good ones to join the bad ones, police occasionally collaborates with local NGOs for those NGOs to help the migrants and avoid them to finish on the streets. So we are facing, so basically we can talk about an open underground economy. It means that everybody knows about it and pretty much everybody agrees with it. But if labor market is able to attract the migrants, it's also because previously those migrants have been able to come into Europe and to move within Europe. And once they are in Almeria, they are also able to find a job and to find papers. So in their quest for work and papers, in their quest for work and papers, undocumented migrants rely on very diverse social actors, from family to any kind of intermediaries, really. And the thing is that they know that the most important thing is their social capital. So, but with social capital, we have the haves and the have-nots. Some migrants are taken in charge, I would say, by their network, by their family or friends, who will help them to find accommodation, to find paper, who will maybe give them financial support. And you have other migrants who they have social network, but it's not enough. It means that they may receive very small help, maybe for a few days, and then they are supposed to manage by themselves. So for me, they have social network, but they don't have social capital, or at least not enough for them to avoid being in very precarious situation. So they are in what I've called the zero square. Just an idea, you can criticize it, sorry. So the zero square would be a space-time, more or less lengthy, which is between the border crossing and before the integration in Europe, where the migrant suffers a repetition of basic survival situations. And this may include different kinds of exploitation. So to get out of this zero square, their main strategy will be networking. And in general, to look for a job, networking is very important for undocumented migrants. So in Almeria, when you don't have papers and you want a job, you can go to some public places where, for example, a farmer will come and pick you for one day or one week or one month. You can also ask some charities which help migrants to find jobs for some of them, and they are even sometimes considered as employment agencies by the migrants instead of being, you know, charities. But since there is a huge competition, because you've got so many migrants in the same situation looking for a job and papers, networking is the main strategy. So one thing that some of them do is, for example, to try to personalize the relationship that they have with a social worker of a charity in order to get their, you know, preferred treatment. Another thing is you can ask a migrant who is already working to act as intermediary. You may pay him. I mean, any person really who has a good relationship with his boss may be able to take advantage of this position and ask formally to act as intermediary. But you may also pay as a way of thanking the migrant for his help. And then you also have a migrant businessman in a legal situation who give jobs to other migrants. Another possibility is to rent residence permit cards, and generally, I think that hawker is not a good word. I think it's more like itinerant trader, if that makes sense. Guys who are working in a market, for example. So generally, if you want to rent a permit card, you rent it to itinerant trader and to sex workers who are in a legal situation, but their job is not declared. And they need some job, they need some job to be official in order to have social security and to be able to renew their papers. So that's why those are specifically renting their papers to others. And here again, depending on the number of intermediaries and depending on the relationship between the client, the undocumented migrants, and the other ones, the price may differ. Another thing that they do is to, for the ones who wants to work outside the usual sector, they will try to build relationship outside this sector. And for example, talking to a researcher they may accept to talk with me because of this, because they think that at some point I may be able to help them. And who knows, it is what they were telling me. So to look for papers, the first thing they need is to get information. And here again, you first ask other migrants, some of them who have been here for quite a long time, their experience, so they may give you information for free. You can also ask administrative agencies. And you can also ask charities, of course. But this is for to get the information. To get the papers, you will try to have an employment contract. And for this, you will try first to get an employer who wants to make you a contract. And here, so to find an employer, here again, I mean, it's a competitive market, so you need, by trying and by failing, the migrants will then make themselves an idea of who is the nice employer. And they have to develop their relationship skills to seduce, in a sense, an employer. Another possibility is to buy a contract. So here again, you've got the migrants who have already a job and may make the, act as intermediaries. You can also act the administrative agencies who are not supposed to do this kind of stuff since it is illegal, but some of them do it. And you've got also migrants who are working as, they do the same job as the administrative agencies, but on their way, basically. And also you have some charities who unofficially give this kind of service. And here again, the price depends on the number of intermediaries and the relationship that you have. And the last solution is to get married. And here again, you've got several kind of prices and services. And I will finish. Very, very short. So if we're talking about undocumented migrants, they are not equal in their in the possibility they have to move and to find a work and to find papers. However, they will develop the same strategies to bridge this. It's just a question of of time and of skills. Regarding the fact that governmental institutions fluctuate between control and tolerance, you may think that they're doing their policy to control the migrants, and they're like, oh yeah, let's let them working. You may think that there is a wish to maintain the undocumented migrants in this situation to benefit from their workforce, but I think that it's more a question of they're trying to control the borders, but you will never be able to control totally the borders. And also you have different level of administration, different level of interest. So local interest may not be the interest of the state. So it's, I will leave it. Thank you for the video.